Good morning, and welcome to Mr. Humphrey's News Corner. I'm your host, Mr. Humphrey, and I'm joined here with Mrs. Mistake.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're here to have an interview with Rebecca Robinson, who suffers from joint hypermobility syndrome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You talked about a new drug called CBD. Right.
Yeah.
It's an over-the-counter cannabis drug used to relieve pain. Right.
Yeah.
So how much has it changed your life?
Well, I can't believe the overwhelming difference it has made to my quality of life and how much more I can get done. I sleep more properly because I'm not in pain. And when I'm awake, I'm really awake.
But are you sure, like, it's that good? Why wouldn't you just use normal painkillers? They're so much better.
No, actually, they're not. Ibuprofen and Paratabs just give me a stomach ache and don't really work as well as this new medicine does.
So, how did you get to know the drug? I've never heard of it, and I don't know any people who have, so how did you come in contact with the drug? It's not a very common description.
No, it's actually not. It's very new. But I was at my local pharmacy to get my subscription, and I just overheard these two girls talk about this new medicine, and my mom had also talked about it.
So does your mom, like, also use weed to relieve pain?
Well, she had a hip replacement and uses cannabis oil, and I decided to give it a try.
So you take this drug in the form of pills, right?
Yeah.
So if you were to take it out in public, there would be no way to know that you were taking a form of cannabis. People would just think you were taking painkillers or something.
Yeah, just like normal ibuprofen.
Okay. But does this drug fix your disease, or does it hide the pain?
It doesn't actually cure my syndrome, but it really helps with my pain and my quality of life.
Do you plan on using weed products for the rest of your life?
Well, I don't know about that, but I'm trying to get treatment. But this really helps with the pain.
Do doctors recommend using weed?
It's actually very controversial. Some recommend it, but others are against it for some reason.
So you've had this disease for a very long time, right?
Yeah.
So you had to use other painkillers to relieve your pain before you used ibuprofen. Before you used CBD, how long were you using those painkillers?
I've been trying different drugs for the past 3 years, but nothing really worked as well as this drug, and some had very bad side effects.
Are there any bad side effects using weed?
Well, not really, other than the fact that it's THC, which makes you high.
So you do get high from the drug?
I don't get as high as people who smoke weed. It just gives me a sort of relief and relaxes me.
So, say I was an addict and I was looking for a way to get high, I could take these drugs and I could get the relief I would get from smoking a joint.
Well, I wouldn't say that, only if they take it in very high doses, but it's much more convenient for them to smoke it, because you actually need a description for it, and weed is much more cheaper.
Isn't it possible that you might, like, convert to smoking weed, like, instead of taking pills, for example?
I don't think so. This is just like pain relief, actually.
But there's no way you could, like, know for sure. You might want...
You need to do this again. You need to record it again.
You might want to, like...
You don't understand what you're saying half the time.
change your mind though, because like you could get addicted to the TLC, and there's no way you could know if you would transfer or not now.
Well, I'm 47 now, and I have kids, so I don't really want to get addicted or something, and I trust myself to not get addicted. I actually don't support weed smokers who just do it for the fun. This is only for the pain.
Alright, I do not like agree with you, but for this sake, let's agree to disagree.
Yeah, okay, but I'm not an addict. I'm just a woman with a joint hypermobility syndrome who really struggles with pain.
Thanks for tuning in and listening to us talk about this. Remember to tune in next time. And we talk about a couple setting bodies, body parts in Mexico. And this episode and this episode is brought to you by the company Bonus.